You're listening to KRCU, and it's time to talk politics. And I'm joined now by Jason Sides. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Political Science, Philosophy, and Religion here at Southeast Missouri State University. Jason, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Let's just start at the top and work our way down. And we're going to start talking about Trump versus Clinton in Missouri. I've heard some rumblings that there's a chance Missouri could go blue. Is there any chance of that based on what you're seeing?
I wouldn't expect Missouri to go blue. The polls have Trump with a pretty consistent lead here in Missouri. And I think one of the things you're going to see is that the demographic that Trump is targeting, union workers who feel as though they've been disadvantaged by free trade, is going to be a demographic that is here in larger numbers than some other border states like, say, Kentucky. But I think one of the things you're going to see is that the territory here is a little bit more favorable for Trump because of the presence of those workers, mm-hmm. union workers who've been impacted by free trade. That in conjunction with the presence of a high number of hunters, gun owners in Missouri, kind of makes this a little bit more favorable to Trump than, say, some other states.
Well, let's talk about Missouri governor. What's that race looking like? Some of the latest polling has Koster with a handful of point lead over Eric Greitens. What do you think is going to happen in that race?
I think one of the things you're going to see in this particular race is it's going to come out or come down to a turnout effort among both campaigns. If you look at the Koster campaign, they seem to have a more structured, organized, get-out-the-vote effort, even in areas where you wouldn't traditionally expect a Democratic candidate to do well. They have people out there going door-to-door and getting people out to vote. So they're mobilizing voters in addition to just relying on media, whereas a number of stories that I've read and things that I've seen indicate that Greitens maybe doesn't have that kind of presence, that door-to-door presence in certain areas of Missouri beyond where his base is. And so if he's relying on the media and is only really active in the St. Louis area, that could prove pretty difficult to overcome on election night.
Let's switch now to the race for Senate, Blunt versus Kander. So Blunt's trying to get his second term in the Senate, and he's having a pretty tight race, really, with Jason Kander at this point.
Yeah. One of the things you're seeing is that, the Republicans among some of their base voters have allowed this perception to emerge that they haven't been as active as they needed to be to really advocate on behalf of what their core constituency's interests are. So there's within the Republican Party, there's this general dissatisfaction with some voters. That in conjunction with the fact that this particular race is going to be important for determining who controls the Senate. The Republicans coming into this election year were facing a Senate map that wasn't really favorable to them. It had a lot of states that were states that prior to 2010 were Democratic states, but in 2010 had elected Republicans to the Senate. Well, now that those folks are up in Democratic-leaning states, you're going to see that there's a lot of states that are going to go back to the pattern of being more Democratic, like Illinois. The Democrats are going to have an opportunity to limit what the Republicans can do in the Senate.
Jason Sides is an assistant professor in the Department of Political Science, Philosophy, and Religion here at Southeast. Jason, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.